All right, I did an Instagram live back on December 15th, and I told you there was going to be a little Christmas special I'd be doing, that I'd be publishing, a little Christmas gift, as it were, and I gave you a riddle. I said, do you know what this is going to be? And I said, what's something you asked for, but you never wanted? because I've been reading the comments, I read your comments. I hope you know that, right? I don't respond to all of them, but I certainly read them. And I'm pretty sure you were pulling my leg when you said you wanted an entire Nick Cage voice show. And then some of you also said you wanted a full Alex Jones show. And I'm like 99% sure you were joking because my voice impersonations are terrible. But you know what? I aim to please. And what better Christmas present than to have you laugh at me? Maybe with me? I don't know. I just want you laughing. You know what? It's been a tough year. We've argued. We've laughed. We cried this year. Let's keep our eye on the prize there, right? Let's try to stay positive. And with that being said, what lays ahead is something I personally loathe. It's a skit I made, and it's terrible. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's terrible. But you know, like I said, I aim to please. You asked for it. Like I said, something you asked for, but you don't really want it. I should have called this 5 minutes of hell. But anyway, without further ado, let's get into this little skit. And you to the astute listener, you may recognize. You're going to recognize a familiar voice at the end, so stay tuned.
Alright everyone, this is Alex Jones with Data Wars. Tonight, we'll reveal the Chinese communist globalists and how they want the Great Reset. But the Patriots won't allow it. Be sure to load up on your Data Wars boner juice, so when you're fighting the globalists, you'll be rock hard. Our next guest is one of the greatest to ever do it. Let's welcome Nick Cage to Data Wars.
Alex, big fan, how you doing?
Just getting revved up for the show. I got my bullhorn all warmed up. I'm ready to blow.
Well, there's one thing I've learned over my prestigious career as a classically trained agent of theater. You have to know that all these events are just for show, a distraction, if you will.
It's not a distraction, Nick. It's real. It's going down. They want to cripple America and bring her to her knees.
Alex, you gotta learn to relax, buddy. You know, maybe hit that sauce again. I know you like the sauce a bit, too, with all those DUIs you're getting.
Nick, are you trying to discredit me right now? Are you a psyop for the Chinese communist globalists? I should have known a big Hollywood actor couldn't possibly be a Data Wars warrior.
Alex, I thought you were more woke than this. I'm just saying, I've been known to have a cocktail or two, and so do you. Maybe you should just learn to unwind a bit more, okay?
There's no time left to unwind. The globalists are pushing the Great Reset.
Look, I've traveled around this world a million times over. I've seen it all, done it all, okay? There's no master plan for global domination. These ideas you're presenting are simply false. There's nothing there, buddy.
Nick, what don't you get? The communists, Marxists, globalists are taking all the data, all the reports, the lamestream media is spiking fear, and they want you to wear the mask because they want full control over your body.
Look, Alex, I know about masks, buddy. Let me tell you something. I once walked around with John Travolta's face, and the Scientologists couldn't even tell the difference, okay? They gave me all the secrets, and now I'm operating theta clear.
Oh, I knew it. You're an agent of chaos for the Scientologists, too.
You got me, buddy. I'm actually here to promote a film I'm doing with the second greatest actor of all time, Tom Cruise. We're playing the role of door-to-door Scientologist missionaries, and we eventually wake up enough people that we all ascend to a higher plane of reality, only to find the Mormons have populated the planet with way too many soldiers of the LDS faith, and a global war breaks out in the cosmos. We eventually time travel back to the 1980s, and we end up doing a drag race down the Sunset Strip, where I'm driving a convertible, and Tom is in an F-15 Tomcat.
Oh, really? Who wins the drag race? It's got to be the F-15, right?
No, see. I'm so cool in the car that even Tom Cruise is distracted from his cockpit, checking me out, and I beat him to the finish line. We end up going to the mall and gaming on 80s girls with big hoop earrings. It's wild.
Well, I gotta admit, that does sound interesting.
It is. In fact, it's so interesting, they're doing a direct release to video stream, and if you pre-order, you can get the Nick Cage Male Vitality Boner Juice.
Hey, buddy, now you're cutting into Data Wars merchandise. I need to sell the boner juice to fund the battle against the Chinese Communist Globalists.
You know what, Alex? I've heard enough from your rotten trap. I don't know why I'm even talking to you, really. In fact, I have to go. Ariola Grande is on the other line, and quite frankly, she's going to give me a much more enlightened conversation. Hey, Ariola, I'm actually busy right now talking to Alex Jones on Data Wars.
Oh, Nick, you're so dreamy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I try. What you got going on tonight? You want to do a Zoom sexual party? I got all the accoutrements for a great time.
Oh my god, yeah, that sounds so hot.
Alright, say no more. Hey, Alex, love talking to you, buddy, but I gotta go. Hey, everyone, listening, be sure to get your Nick Cage Male Vitality Boner Juice.
No!
This is the real Nick Cage. You know, I both do and do not approve of the message that you just heard. There are things in this message that could be quite harmful to children, for one, okay? Secondly, I would also recommend that instead of this bizarre message that you just heard, instead just go and simply watch my films over and over for the next 30 days. Upon doing so, you'll find yourself in a new reality. My films can be found upon DVDs, Laserdiscs, and even film reels. Perhaps you have the ability to actually just watch the film reel itself. I don't approve of Isaac and his message, but thank you for giving me your time and allowing me to present the real me, the face behind the mask.
All right. Special thanks goes to Jay Dyer over at jaysanalysis.com. You can check him out. He, of course, the king of Nick Cage voice impersonations, coming in the end, coming in the clutch. But, you know, most of all, I wanted you to have a good time. Have a laugh. Enjoy your holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And I'll see you guys in 2021, where we're pushing good vibes through the new year. Stay woke.